Hey folks, this is Audacity and Love and Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. I am on my neck stretcher right now. I got up, cleaned the house, did errands, spent some, like, about 3 hours with my friend Natalie Wood at her farm. Yeah, she's so cool. Like, we could have talked forever. Definitely, we're going to be really good friends, you know. And, I didn't get to meet her husband because he was at work, but, she showed me a picture and everything. And she had, you know, it's funny because, both of her dogs have, like, fear issues, you know. And so she warned me before I went into the house that the one dog don't try and pet her first because she will get scared. She's like afraid of her own shadow and she will go and shit all over the house. She'll be like, you know, that frightened. She said, let the other dog come up to you and the other dog will be real friendly. And then she'll see that the other dog is friendly. She'll come sniff you. Maybe let you pet her, and then she's going to go lay on the couch because she doesn't really bother with anybody, you know. So I said, okay. So when I went in, the little dog started barking, barking, barking like I was going to kill it or something. And then the other dog, the bigger dog that was supposed to be afraid of me and shit itself, came up to me and started licking my hand and then would walk away and then come up like slowly, you know. But the other dog was like, crackhead crazy and pissed her and then pissed on the floor too. And I'm like, whoa, like what the fuck, you know? And it might have been like when I walked in, I think I had my sunglasses on and they were dark. So dogs, you know, they don't like that, you know? So I hurry up and took my sunglasses off. And then, you know, after a minute, then she was like, and on top of it, she has a parrot, you know, so an African parrot. So the parrot was saying, what are you doing? What the fuck? It was fucking hilarious. You fucking whore. Hello. It was like, shut up. All kinds of shit. So the whole time the dog is barking, the parrot was saying shit. And it was fucking hilarious. We were just laughing our ass off. So finally the dog got really friendly with me. Then it was like, that's it. The you know, the dog that was barking absolutely fucking couldn't get enough of me. You know, so I picked it up and it was kissing me all over the place and everything. And it was, you know, so, and I was talking to the parrot. It was hilarious. The crazy shit it was saying. And it was getting jealous because I was paying attention to the dog. And it was like, what about me? It was fucking funny as hell, you know. And then the other dog, who was supposed to be afraid and was going to shit all over the house or come up to me and just let me pet it and then go in the other room, ended up being up my ass the whole fucking time, you know. Just, and actually, I was sitting there talking, and it put its paw on my leg, like begging me to keep petting it and everything. And, you know, so the whole time, I had both of them, you know, that I was, you know, given extra attention. One was on my lap licking me and the other one was trying to get on my lap, but was too big. And it was hilarious, you know, and the parrot's in the other room talking shit because I'm not paying attention. And then a cat comes along. There's other cat. She has two cats and one cat is like, yeah, whatever. How you doing? I'm chilling at the window. And then the other cat was like all over me too. So it was so funny. So, yeah, we talked about all kinds of stuff, but, she definitely, you know, comes from a dysfunctional family too. And, her mother actually killed somebody and got away with it. She actually lied and said the person was suicidal and threw themselves in front of her car when in fact, she couldn't stand the person, and she fucking ran the person over and lied to the cops and said, because they know each other, and said, oh, no, you know, she's been suicidal for the longest time, and she threw herself in front of my vehicle. I couldn't stop. I didn't know what to do. You know, the whole fucking thing. And then she had another accident where it wasn't somebody she knew, and she couldn't say that it was suicidal. And she was entrapped in the car, and while they're trying to get her out, because her mom's like major alcoholic, fucking drugs, the whole thing. She was raised by somebody else and her grandmother, somebody else that she literally calls mom that just died like 2 months ago, and her grandmother, and like I said, up in like Vermont, you know. So her mom was, I don't know if she's still in jail or what, but when they were trying to get her out of the vehicle from the entrapment, the firemen and everything, she was popping Percocet like Tic Tac. And they were like, "What the fuck are you doing?" She goes, "They're my Tic Tac." I'm like, "Wow, she sounds like a real winner." You know, she goes, "Yeah, really, you know." So yeah, she, you know, she pretty much divorced herself from her family, except for like her grandmother and a couple other people that, you know. But yeah, she has a nice little farm, you know, out in Buna, no less. So, definitely going to be hanging with her more. We had such a good time, you know, went and seen her animals. She's got a pig that's like fucking like 93 years old or something like that. No, that's her grandmother. I'm sorry. Her pig is like 105, I think. I don't know. It's blind. It's, you know, so, but it's so cute. It rolled over. She's like, "You want me to scratch your belly?" And fucking lay down and fucking like, "Yeah, scratch my fucking belly," you know. So, yeah, we talked about a whole bunch of shit and, okay. So, because I know Nibby Kelly loves this shit. Otherwise, I wouldn't be putting a podcast out. I'm just laying on my neck stretcher trying to, and it's actually working, actually, because I used it last night, and literally I woke up, and I feel, you know, because that pinched nerve shit is what holds me back. Like, I don't have the motivation to get anything done because it hurts, you know, just, you know, then at work I'm looking at screens all day and stretching and trying to see if I can see something, yeah, the whole fucking thing. So I was like, ugh. You know, so it seems to work. It's not the most comfortable thing to lay on, but it does seem to work, especially for my pinched nerve. And I got up and I cleaned my house. I cleaned my drawers out and gave some clothes to my friends and, you know, socks and brand new bras that I'm not going to wear. And, you know, I have socks and some fucking men's underwear that they're probably saying, "What the fuck, John?" I think their husband might want them because, you know, some of the underwear, the brand name is like, I tried one on. I was like, "What the fuck?" That's the killer about, like, you know, underwear is that you can't like buy it and then bring it back. You know what I mean? So it's like, I tried it on. I'm like, "Oh, well, I'm not buying this brand no more because I don't like them," you know? So anyway, but I did feel good enough to clean the house, to do everything. I even just got back from taking my car over where, Raymore and Flannan, because if I sit in front of my house and do my car, my dogs fucking go crazy barking and the whole fucking thing. So I can't do anything in front of my house because they go crackhead fucking crazy with me being outside and stuff. So I just go, like, I'll go to a parking lot in the back part of Raymore and Flannan. It's nice and shady, and it's private. I can blast my music and fucking wipe down my car and all that kind of shit. So I just got done doing that, too. I'm cooking, what do you call it? Oh, you know what I tried? Heart of Palms. It's not bad. It actually is good. It's actually the heart of the palm tree, and it's only 4 carbs, so I made like a pasta, like Alfredo sauce type situation last night, and I was talking to Dan about it on the phone, so he might try it too, and it really just takes the flavor of whatever you cook. It's got like a slightly different texture than like pasta would and everything, but if you want anything like low carb, if you want to just try it out and everything, Definitely suggest doing that, you know. Yeah, I made little broccoli Alfredo type situation with that last night. And I was talking on the phone with Dan last night and everything for a good hour or whatever, catching up with him because he's very busy at work. And, you know, he's got a kind of love life going there, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's pretty cute, you know. So, anyway, yes, yeah, so we had a good time, and I spent, like, you know, at least 3 hours, probably could have spent longer, but I just had so much to do. I told her I had to get going because I had so much to do, you know, on my day off that I, you know, and this is my weekend where I have to work, so I said, it's 6 days. I can't go another 6 days without making sure I clean my house, do the laundry, you know, do some other things. I just cooked some burgers, and I'm going to make a green bean casserole and have burgers and a green bean casserole. But, yeah, she, I hope I don't fall asleep here. Yeah, so anyway, man, I went off subject, like, tipped that subject, and then another subject, and then another subject. So, I told you guys, she walked off the job, and they fucking called her. They called her, and they had a meeting this morning, and they asked her to come back, you know, because they do value her and stuff, and she's a good worker, and the situation was not handled right. And, you know, so she told them, I'm not coming back till next week. I need a week off, you know. So they said, okay. And she walks 15 miles a day. I'm like, what? And she is skinny. She's very skinny. And she said she used to have anorexia. So she, you know, and obviously she's gone through a lot of shit. I mean, I'm sure she just touched the tip of what she's been through. So, you know, obviously talking to her, I could say that I'm blessed to not have gone through what she's gone through. You know, I mean, we all have our journey, obviously, and it all affects us in whatever way, and we can own that. And you know, nobody can deny that you shouldn't feel a certain way about it or whatever. Obviously, you're not going to, you know, walk through life like you're a martyr or something. And, you know, you're just going to fucking learn from it and grow from it and stuff like that, as she has. That's why I think she's so mature for 30 years old, because of everything that she's been through, you know. She's got a good head on her shoulder. Fantastic sense of humor. Like, we were cracking the fuck up, you know, and we had some really good serious conversations about stuff, and you know, some really funny fucking shit. And we are saying, she's the same thing where she made her spare room into this fucking closet, and she's a clothes whore like me and the whole fucking thing, you know. So it is cool to be able, like, to have, you know, like, I've always wanted to just have a fucking friend that was gay, like a gay woman friend or bisexual friend, that we can just hang out and we get each other because we're gay and whatever, without being like, you know, having to be in a relationship, you know what I mean? But just kicking it and just fucking having a good time, and just, you know, clicking, you know, with each other and everything. And, I think this is the perfect situation and a perfect person. She is an old soul. Even though she's 30, she's an old soul, and she's been through a lot. So that makes her so much more emotionally mature, you know. Like I said, she reads, very educated, you know, the whole thing. She definitely, politically, religious-wise, everything, we're pretty much the same. You know, we same idea about things and everything, and same type of sense of humor. And, like, I don't even have to say anything. Like, one day she was working, and I was I was trying to be funny without, I didn't like call her attention to me or nothing like that, but she obviously, anytime I'm around, she pays attention to everything I do. So what I did was I stood behind the umbrella that they have at work that they're selling fucking outdoor furniture. So I stood behind the umbrella pole acting like I was hiding. She just busted out laughing. So she reminded me of that today too. She goes, she goes, even when I'm not watching you, I'm watching you. Like, I won't tell you that I'm watching. I said, I know you're observing me every time I'm around. I said, I observe you every time I'm around, but I pretend like I'm not observing you, but I'm observing you. And she goes, really? So that's what I do. She goes, remember that day that you were standing behind the pole, the umbrella pole, and, you know, pretending like you were hiding. She goes, I still laugh about it. She goes, I come home from work and I tell my husband the shit you say and do that fucking cracks me the fuck up, you know, and he goes, wow, she sounds really cool and stuff like that. He goes, so he can't wait to meet me too, you know. And she rides dirt bikes. She has a dirt bike and she works on the dirt bike. She's actually fixing it up and stuff like that. She bought, you know, she has a part that's coming in that she's going to be and she has an ATV. So she rides ATVs, horses, dirt bike, you know, the whole fucking thing, you know, but she's femme, but she's also like a tomboy, which is absolutely, I love that, you know? So, and that's really like all the other times when I tried to be friends with somebody that was gay, you know, it was always ending up, they wanted to be with me, and it's like, why? I just want to be friends. Like, I just want to be able to hang out and have somebody to hang out with, and it always ended up, you know, the other way where, you know, they wanted to be with me and stuff like that, and I was like, okay, now, you know, and that kind of, like, throws a cog in the wheel and stuff, you know, so it's safe to say she's married and she does love her husband, at least it seems, you know, they do have issues because he is a lone wolf, too, you know, kind of like me in a way. So, and then he smokes pot all day and all night and she doesn't, you know, and I really think she doesn't drink. She only thinks she smokes cigarettes and she vapes, but she doesn't smoke pot. She doesn't, you know, do any kind of drugs. She doesn't drink. And I really think it's because of, you know, being around her mother that was an alcoholic, a severe alcoholic, and just psycho, just crazy, you know, and you know, really crazy ways. And I think it's her fear of becoming what she had to grow up in, you know, becoming her mother kind of a thing. So, and I get it, you know, people have to, and she has fun without being drugged up and drunk and anything. She, like I said, like, if it's your choice to want to be drunk and drugged, I have fun sober, and actually sometimes I have more fun even sober, you know, but I don't need to be drunk. I don't need to be drugged up. I don't need to smoke a whole joint. You know, I don't need to smoke all fucking day and night or drink all day and night and whatever to have fun. I have fun every day of my life. I find the fucking laughter and shit every day of my life. Even when I'm hurt, even when I'm angry, even when I'm heartbroken, I will laugh at shit. I will even laugh at the shit that broke my heart. You know what I mean? So I don't need any kind of drugs or drinking or any of that. Is it okay to, you know, drink a little and just chill, you know, I don't need it, and she doesn't feel like she needs it either, and, you know, and her husband feels like he needs it, so he does it all day, you know, so he's a redneck hippie. That's what she says. I'm like, we're redneck hippies, you know, and, you know, pretty educated, pretty, you know, they understand and follow politics, her more than him. And, you know, they got the same beliefs as I do, which is, you know, let people do what they did. This is, we live with choices. It doesn't mean I have to take your choice. I don't have to choose what you choose. You know, that's why it's freedom. It's called freedom. You can do this, and I can do that, and we can still be happy. You don't have to tell me what to do because that's what you believe, kind of a thing, you know. And then try and control me, and then make laws and rules to control me based on what you believe I should do. Fuck you, you know. But yeah, that's pretty much it, you know. So I got some eggs. What else? I don't want to tell too much of our business and everything, but she's got a nice little farm, you know. It's actually right there in Buena, right up the street from Wawa, you know, so, that's cool, because I went to Wawa, and I got a chicken bacon ranch quesadilla that Trent told me to get, and I was like, I'm so hungry, because I've totally forgot to eat breakfast, because I was too busy doing shit, and Trent told me, oh, you gotta have the chicken quesadilla bacon ranch quesadilla from Wawa. It's pretty fucking good. So, you know, I was like, fuck it. Let me just stop at Wawa over here on fucking Harding, you know, Abuna 54 and 40 and get me one of them. And I ate it right in the parking lot in the pouring rain. I was like so fucking hungry and I got it all over my fucking sweatshirt. And I'm like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I ain't out to fucking impress anybody. Fucking, you know what I mean? So, yeah. It was definitely a good day, a fun day, you know, and it was really great conversation last night with Dan, as usual. Like, we really have really good conversations, and we joke around and everything. We have serious shit, and, you know, we were talking about the shit in with Iran and Israel and all that, and, you know, nuclear shit. And, you know, let me tell you something. Dan is absolutely super fucking intelligent, you know, and I'm not as intelligent as he is, you know, and I'm not it's funny because people are intimidated by people that are more intelligent than them rather than being appreciative of them and learning from them. They actually feel inferior to the other person because they're not as smart as them, and I don't feel that way at all, but I know that there's people that won't even get into a relationship with somebody because they feel like, what are they seeing me because I'm not as smart as them. It's not about that. You know, like, if I love somebody and care about somebody and everything like that, I don't care if you have a disability. I don't care if you have mental health issues. I don't care if you're not as intelligent as me or as educated as me, because we all have something to offer each other that is different than what I can offer somebody. They can offer me something different. You know what I mean? And I'm not perfect. I have disabilities. I have mental health issues. I have emotional fucking issues. I have, you know, I'm overweight right now. You know what I mean? So we're not perfect. We're not perfect. And I don't want perfect. I love the imperfections in people just as much as I love the perfections in people. And I love what somebody else can bring to the table that's different than what I can bring to the table. So it doesn't matter to me if you aren't smart as smart as I am in whatever, the legal field or whatever it is I do, whatever, you know, because you can be smart, like, with other things, like, you know, bartending, like the bartender, she makes absolutely awesome fucking drinks, you know, that's her talent, that's her natural talent, you know, she may not be as educated as I am in certain things or whatever, but it doesn't matter. Same thing with Dan, you know, Dan may not have the life experiences that I have, but then he has his own life experiences, and so does the bartender, so does this girl, you know, that I hung out with for 3.5 hours. It's like we bring each other things that are special gifts from ourselves to other people, you know what I mean? And I appreciate that. And I don't, you know, like certain people can say, oh, what do you see in this person? Because this one's younger than you, or this one is just, you know, just a fucking maid at the fucking casino or whatever. And I don't think of people like that. They're no, nobody is inferior, you know, to me, you know. And somebody said something. Oh, what was it? They said something to a waitress that said, why should I say please to her when she's below me? And I said, well, you're actually below her. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, right. You just showed that you are below her, you know, by what you just said, kind of a thing. So nobody's below anybody, you know, and that's why I don't like when management treats people like you're below me. No, we all bring something to the table to each other, you know, and it doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter the cultural difference. It doesn't matter your education level. You know, we all have gifts, talents, you know, and our own educational level and stuff and things that, you know, we don't all know everything. We're not all encompassing know-it-alls, you know what I mean? Even though I am. No, just kidding. So, yeah, it's just interesting to have conversations with people and learn from them, you know, and know that they are bringing something special into your life, and some knowledge that you didn't know, and you're teaching them and they're teaching you, you know. So yeah. So yeah, it was a good day today, you know. And I know this neck thing is, I feel it's helping, even though it hurts right now, but because I have a pinched nerve and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's going to take a while for it not to hurt, but it hurts so good, kind of a thing. It's like, it hurts so good. Afterwards, I'm going to feel good. So, you know, and if I do it every day for like 15 minutes to a half hour a day, it'll help my neck issues and my pinched nerve, you know. So, I'm gonna fucking try and fit it in every day to help, because it does help when I come home from work. My neck, like, fucking leaning up towards the screen to kind of try and see shit. And, you know, there's been a lot of counterfeit money going around, so if I were you people, like, even from the bank, ATM and shit like that has been giving out counterfeit money. The banks have been giving out counterfeit money by mistake. They're not checking them. So definitely check your money to make sure it's not counterfeit. And, yeah, definitely a lot of counterfeit shit going around. I've been having a lot of counterfeit cases. Like I said, people don't realize what we do. They just think we catch shoplifters. No, like, there's inventory discrepancies. You know, did the product get shipped from the warehouse, or did somebody claim that it got shipped and it didn't? And then it's like, did the store receive it? And if they did, you know, why isn't there 100 lobsters in inventory? What happened to them? You know, and are they selling them by the pound or the unit? Because then that causes a discrepancy. And I'm not a numbers person, so I hate it, you know. And then there's cash shortage. Did somebody forget to put in a fucking lottery win and now it's $500 short? Or did somebody steal it? Or did somebody miscount? Or, you know what I mean? And it's just crazy, crazy fucking shit that I have to do all that every day. You know, audits. Then we audit things. We check if certain things are secure behind cabinets or shelves that are supposed to alert when people take things off the shelf. Does it camera work? Does it audio work? Does it this work? And, you know, checking fire exits, checking reviewing video to make sure, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do overnight, you know, and receiving and this and on the floor and all that kind of shit. So it's not just catching, and then also trying to keep your eye on the screen whenever you can, and then looking at the laptop. Like, I'm looking at my store that I'm in, and then I'm looking at the other store and trying to see if there's anybody that comes in or somebody that alerts that used to shoplift there or did shoplift or whatever, you know, on either store, and calling the other store and say, look, you want to go on the floor and you want to get this person or whatever, you know. So on top of doing paperwork, putting cases in, all that kind of shit. So yeah, and then, you know, if you want to pretty much work at your own pace and chill out, you know, and be like, yeah, I'll put those cases in tomorrow. I won't put them in the system today or whatever, you can. But I try. I stay on top of my shit. I do all my audits every day. I do them first thing in the morning if I can, unless I'm asked to do something special, you know. But I try and get all my audits out of the way. And then I start doing my investigations and I, you know, whatever. But, you know, people have no idea, you know. Like, I had a fucking parking lot shit, you know, stuff that goes on in the parking lot, fucking arguments with fucking customers, and, you know, I lost my phone shit, and all kinds, I lost my wallet, and all that kind of shit, you know. So, yeah. I'm glad she's coming back, but, you know, I'm glad, and I'm also glad she stood up for herself and let them know, look, you know, I was treated like total shit over somebody who was treating me. And she goes, and the thing is, it wasn't even her issue. Like, so it was her and some other, it was these two, one of the workers and this lady, this customer, because it's 20 items or less. So the worker said, you have too many items, you're going to need to move to the register. And she's like, fuck you, I ain't moving no fucking register. I'm going to check out right here, fucker. She goes, don't talk to me that way. That's not, you know, it's not appropriate for you to be talking to me that way. I'm only doing my job or whatever. And it was back and forth with those two people. And then she walked by this girl, and she's like, the lady started yelling at her. And she goes, why are you yelling at me? I don't even know what the hell's going on. She goes, I'm just standing here, you know. And she goes, well, you got an attitude. She goes, no, you got an attitude with me because I'm just standing here. I have no idea what you're doing or saying or what the problem is because I'm not involved in it, you know. She went up to the management and she was yelling at her the whole time. So, you know, my friend got the manager involved, and the manager didn't treat it right. And she gave the lady a fucking $5 credit. And I would have threw her out the fucking place and said, you're barred from the fucking store. Get on out of here. You're not going to treat people like this, you know. But no, the fucking manager gave her a $5 credit. So that's why they called her back, because the manager didn't handle it right. She should have been barred from the store. And that's it. You're not going to treat our people like this. You know, we're only asking you to move to a register. If you got issues, then take them outside, you know. So if I was there, that's how it would have rolled. I would have said, you need to leave right now, you know. Or I'll call the cops, and they can escort you out, you know. But, yeah, that's bullshit. So I'm glad they gave her her job back. They won her back. They asked for her back. And that they made the move, and it was rightfully so that they should have, you know. And you know, and it's good that she said, well, you know, I'm going to control this situation, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm not coming back till next week, you know, so you can put me on the schedule next week. But I'm going to take a week off now, you know. So, yeah. Woo, Lordy have mercy. I think I'm going to get off my neck scratcher and also get off this podcast so I can get some other shit done and just fucking, like, chill the fuck out. Hi, Frankie. I love you, baby. I hope you're okay, honey. I know I am so concerned with you and the military and all this shit with everything going on. So, you know, and then Kelly is reading the book that I bought her for her birthday, and she said she's enjoying it. And she's also enjoying Schwarber. As always. As always, you know. So, I am eager to ride my bike. It's so nice. I'm telling you something. There's just something about, like, riding a motorcycle, ATV, riding the e-bike, riding a bicycle, whatever, and just and just going out in nature and just doing, like, kayaking. Like, I'm eager to get my kayaks in the water this year, you know. And because last year, I literally, my pinch nerve, my shoulder, I couldn't even lift my fucking kayaks. And before, I had a fishing kayak that was 110 pounds, and I sold that. And I bought two kayaks that, you know, I think they weigh like 60 a piece, but that's a hell of a lot better than fucking 110 pounds. That fucking fishing kayak was fucking set up so well too, but it was, you know, I stopped fishing too anyway. So, you know, I said, fuck it, let me just get rid of this. So I'm eager to, you know, get the kayaks in the water and go kayaking and just chill the fuck out, you know. So, and do so many other things, you know. I want to go crabbing again, you know, like I used to and stuff, so. That kind of shit, you know. But anyway, I'm going to get going. I'll talk to you guys later. You have a good one, man.